USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A new school year has begun today at Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, where one of the worst school massacres in American history happened last February. And the school superintendent says students are returning to a much safer school that's undergone a lot of changes over summer vacation.
We've added additional surveillance cameras to Stoneman Douglas. We have put in new intercom systems.
But Broward County School Super Robert Runcie says they have some questions about adding metal detectors, which they're afraid could lead to pat-downs, which they're afraid could lead to lawsuits. Closing arguments underway at this hour in Paul Manafort's bank and tax fraud trial. The former Trump campaign manager resting his case yesterday without calling any witnesses. The jury expected to get the case later today. This is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
In need of comfort? Look to two American icons, the Company Store and the LaCrosse Comforter. Available in down and down-free options in four warmth levels and 14 colors. For over 100 years, no one gives you more choices and better quality than the Company Store. Go to thecompanystore.com and enter code RADIO15 to receive 15% off your entire order and free shipping. That's thecompanystore.com. The Company Store. Comfort that fits your style.
A national EpiPen shortage is unresolved as kids are heading back to school, an issue that affects nearly 6 million kids, or two in every classroom on average. A recent food allergy and research education survey shows 8 out of 10 people said they couldn't fill their prescriptions for the life-saving epinephrine recently. Authorities in Italy say the death toll from the Italian highway bridge collapse yesterday has reached 39 and could still go higher. The chief of police in Genoa says they're still looking to identify the victims.
The most is Italians and some European victims, but we don't know exactly the nationality.
That is heard on NBC News. Over 30 vehicles plunging about 160 feet when a large portion of that 60-year-old bridge gave way without warning yesterday. And a record wet summer in the nation's northeast continues. Flash flood warnings in effect again across New York, New Jersey, and most of Pennsylvania. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
They're mourning the death of a Utah firefighter who died while battling the largest wildfire in California history. Draper, Utah Fire Chief Dan Peterson, expressing sadness felt by many at news of the death of Battalion Chief Matthew Burchett.
We are truly missing a great man who's given his life to the communities that he took an oath to serve.
Burchett died while battling the Mendocino Complex fire in California. Five other firefighters have died battling the California fires. Some economic reports out today, one showing retail sales a lot stronger in July than experts expected. The Commerce Department says retail sales jumped 0.5% last month, well above the 1/10 retail analysts had forecast. The latest estimate of productivity and labor costs better than analysts expected. Productivity up 2.9% for the second quarter, the strongest in 3 years. And the Emperor of Japan's deeply remorseful for his nation's actions before and during World War II, Emperor Akihito, speaking today at an annual ceremony marking Japan's surrender in 1945. It had waged war on China, Korea, the Philippines, and other Asian nations in the name of Akihito's father, the late Emperor Hirohito. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe saying today that Japan must never repeat the horrors of war. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.